You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the extreme, the bizarre, all while taking things a little too far. I'm your host, Chris.
Oh, I was like, he's not doing it right.
I don't know.
I'm your host, Chris. You know who's with me today?
We all know how Lisa likes her.
Rock fucking off.
Yeah.
That's Lisa, if you didn't know. The harder her meat, the better.
True.
We're also joined by
Bo's in the house.
Oh yeah, I never changed that.
Bo's in the house.
Bo, he's in the house.
That's me.
Bo's in the house.
God. I'm not gonna like it if you keep playing it.
Bo's in the house.
That's not how it works. I still don't like it.
You only got to taste something like 50 times to develop a proclivity for it.
Yeah.
I got a little news to get to before we get started.
Okay.
Monumental moment in podcast history happened. Well, it happened like a month ago, but I just noticed it a couple days ago.
Okay.
Monumental, you say?
Yeah.
We got our very first bad review.
Ooh.
Hello.
I have been anticipating this.
Yeah. What is it?
This one's on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This review comes from Loose Morals and Capri Suns. Gave us 2 stars.
Oh. Okay.
Could be worse. So.
I guess.
Not bad. The title of this review is I Don't Like the Gay One.
Hey.
Oh my god!
Bringing it home. I told y'all I'd get us here.
Okay, that's the title. What does it say?
The body of the review is, and it's not because I'm homophobic.
Well, that's exactly what let we him, would say.
Let him cook.
Yeah.
I just think that women and bi curious one are funnier.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
He's spitting facts.
Wow.
Hey, listen. Oh, this is a valid take.
I don't know about that. I mean, okay, so if he's saying that you're the gay one and he doesn't like you because you're not funny.
Oh, maybe then Chris is the gay one.
Maybe Chris is the gay one, and you're the bi-curious one, because you talk about women a lot, too.
That's true. I have talked about dicks a lot.
Chris only talks about dicks.
That's true.
I might be the gay one.
I think you're probably bi-curious in this description. Just because audibly I read pretty fucking gay.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't hear a voice like this and think, yeah.
That's a pussy slayer right there.
That's a slayer of pussy.
God damn it.
Even though I am.
Right, right.
A self-described slayer of pussy.
Am I also multiple people?
You are women. You speak for the lot of them. Thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. I speak for all women.
Because we only have the patience for one. So, welcome to the pedestal. Get ready to be tore down. Honestly, I expected worse. I'm going to have to up my game.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty tame for a bad review.
Yeah, that one's just...
It's pretty fucking funny, though. Like,
it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Awesome handle, too. Loose Morals and Capri Suns.
Yeah. I know.
That's too bad. Great. You could have got a blowjob, but the bi-curious one hasn't branched out to that yet, so...
Yeah.
You're fucked now, bud.
Yeah,
dude. You're going to have to give me fucking 5-star reviews before I start sucking dick. First and foremost. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to comment on Bo's comedic skills and my sexuality,
yeah,
the discourse is happening on Apple Podcasts. Leave
currently only accepting feedback on those two topics. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And whether Lisa is multiple women.
the bi-curious one.
I like it. I like that you're the bi-curious one.
I did it to myself. I talk about dicks probably every episode. So.
It's not me or that probably actual bi person, Lisa. She's women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I think me and you make way more bi-curious comments than Chris does.
I'm telling you, there's a possibility that I'm the gay one in that review.
There's a distinct possibility. We can't discount it outright. He won't even let me fuck his corpse because he doesn't want to be gay.
Yeah.
So he'll have a say in it.
Well, I think we came to the conclusion that it's not going to turn me gay, so I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
It doesn't matter. You're for sure getting fucked.
Yeah, it's a moot point.
All right. Well, I guess, like, my corpse wish is like maybe, like, for every dude you guys have fucked me, maybe throw a hot chick in there once in a while.
What if it's a hot chick with a big dick?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
God damn it. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, we can't fuck around.
I want to give a shout out to motherfucking iPod Todd.
You'll be happy to know I'm wearing a very Steve Jobs-like sweater. iPod Todd.
Yeah.
Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Apparently, I'm watching Zero Day. From 2002.
Hell yeah, you are. I like your super breathy voice.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I can't breathe and I can't stop sneezing.
It's because I'm quite ill.
I'm in pain. Yeah, we're watching motherfucking Zero Day, 2002. This is a listener request from our good friend, Hexilox.
Yeah.
They also recommended us Black Metal Beans. Spicy choices from Hexilox. We take pretty much all forms of requests. So if you got a movie you want us to cover, send it in to our email, WTFrewatchingpod@gmail.com, or join our Instagram. Message us there. Shout out to fucking Hexilox. Anyway, today we're talking Zero Day.
Yeah, we are.
Literally doing everything on the fly. So that's cool. This one's directed by Ben Cocchio.
Ito?
I fucking sound off anytime, Lise.
I don't know.
I like this.
C-O-C-C-I-O.
Cuccio.
Hell yeah.
It's Cucci not. Mama. It's not. It needs two O's to be.
Cuccio. Hell yeah. Written by Ben Cocchio and Christopher Kakio, sorry about your name. Star.
Elementary school was fun for them.
Starring Cal Robertson, Andre Kiuk.
Yeah.
Kiuk. And Sarah Taryn Adragna. Sarah Taryn Adragna. Hell yeah. Great name.
Sarah Taryn. That's a cool name. That's the first name, Sarah Taryn.
Probably that kid right there. He looks like a Sarah Taryn. All right. Well, the storyline is as follows. High school friends Andre Creedman and Cal Gabriel declare war on their classmates and plan a terrifying assault on their high school. As they begin the deadly countdown to their final act of revenge, the two start a video diary to explain their feelings and chronicle their mission.
Okay.
If you didn't know it, this movie's based on the Columbine shooting.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if everybody knows about the Columbine shooting. I kind of assumed everybody did, but We do have a lot of international listeners. I'm sure they know that the U.S. is kind of the school shooting capital of the world.
Listen, we're not good at a lot of things, but when it comes to school shooting, you know, we take that very seriously. We put up numbers.
That's the only part of school we're good at.
Listen, yeah.
We have so many school shootings. I don't even think
they don't even all make the news.
That yeah, we don't even hear about them anymore.
We kind of.
I very clearly remember Columbine because it was one of our first. I think it was pretty much the first one.
Well, that's another qualifier in people having heard about this, right? Is this was now a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like 1999.
Tell us a little bit about Columbine shooting, Lise.
I mean, I don't know much about it. I believe it was two kids.
Yes, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold.
Yeah.
Klebold? Klebold?
I don't know. And they decided they were going to go shoot up their school.
Yeah, and I think they kind of planned it for like a year.
Yeah, they planned it for a while.
I know it was originally supposed to be a bombing primarily. And only a shooting secondarily.
Mm.
They had a ton of pipe bombs. They set up propane tank bombs in the cafeteria. I think they had propane tank bombs in their car. And none of those bombs went off.
Oh, wow.
And so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they just.
Went in and started shooting.
Started blasting. Yeah, like if those bombs went off, I think the casualties would have been like in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, it was 12 students killed, one teacher.
Okay.
Fun fact, many real aspects of the Columbine shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, were used in the film. Most obviously being that the entire film was shot exclusively as a video diary, excluding the massacre itself, as Harris and Dylan did film many videos, later known as the basement tapes, documenting their plan. As of October 2014, the basement tapes still have not been made available to the public. I know the basement tapes, for the most part, are available to the public. There are some that are not, though. Like, pieces of each one. But anyway, you can find that shit on your own time. My number one Columbine shooting thing that I remember was, somebody made a game called Super Columbine Massacre RPG, and I played it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's as spicy as you think it is. Kind of plays like, I don't know, Earthbound or something. I think they made it in, like, RPG Maker.
Yeah, just one of the sandbox.
Yeah.
Dylan Klebold's mom did a TED Talk in 2016.
What about, like, how to identify if your kid's a school shooter?
Well, she apparently published a book. In 2016, Sue published A Mother's Reckoning, Living in the Aftermath of Tragedy, a powerful memoir in which she explores the crucial intersection between mental health and violence. Oh. She donates all the profits to charities, research, and suicide prevention.
Yeah, in the aftermath of the shooting being... the United States, we blamed, you know, video games and Marilyn Manson and
hip hop
instead of, you know, things like mental health and gun policies.
Problem is, they were playing video games.
They played a lot of Doom
and listening to Marilyn Manson.
Listen, when I killed my first husband and three children, it was after playing Doom for like 13 hours.
Yeah.
So I get it.
That fucking soundtrack hypes you up, man.
It's a... It might unironically be on my cardio playlist.
Yeah, dude. Budget for this movie is estimated $20,000.
And it made $31,000 opening weekend.
Did not do well. That's $3,000.
Oh, that's $3,000, not $31,000.
I was going to say, opening at 31 when you spent 20 is pretty good.
That's, yeah, I was like, what? It grossed 8,000 worldwide. They
not
spent
great.
20,000 to make it.
In the hole.
We might be dealing with a too soon situation.
Well, because this was 2002.
Yeah.
That's 3 years later. Like,
well, listen, times have changed on that front, too.
They have. Because they have 3 years now would be okay.
3 days after an incident, you've got a fucking Netflix documentary that's six episodes long.
That's true. And everyone's obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just there and nobody watches it. Everyone's fucking obsessed with it.
I guess because this is somewhat drama. This is not an actual documentary, though. So there's a difference there.
That's true.
And I think at the time, a lot of people were kind of jumping on the documentary and, you know, dramatized version of the shooting.
Yeah.
You had the Michael Moore documentary, Bowling for Columbine. Mm. I mean, even just on IMDb right here, I see fucking Duck, the Carbine High Massacre. Just a ton of school shooter movies that I think came out around that time.
Yeah. Well, don't you want to let us know if we can watch it for family movie night?
Hell yeah, I do. I was hoping you'd ask that.
Yeah. You know, I got a family movie night coming up.
Can we watch, if I can watch fucking this. Zero Day? Let's see. Well, sex and nudity is mild.
Hey.
A very brief, non-graphic, visual reference to oral sex is made.
Oh, God.
Some
men... Yeah, but it's with high schoolers.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Some men discuss women in thongs and revealing outfits.
What?
A boy says that a girl should give him a blowjob.
And I agree.
A boy says that he's going to see his friend naked. But this is only a joke.
Oh. Well, that's okay, then. Boys will be boys.
Just gotta say no homo.
Sus.
Violence and gore has been rated severe. Lots of violent and menacing dialogue said by two teenagers. Boys play with fireworks in a menacing manner.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I bet they stick them in each other's butts.
Yeah, dude.
How do you play with fireworks menacingly?
They put them in each other's butts and then light them.
Never had a Roman candle fight?
That's a Roman candle war. Okay, they got the candles in their butts, shooting each other.
Don't stick fireworks in your ass. That's fucking brutal, dude.
But if you do, make sure there's videos.
And send them to us.
Have you seen the aftermath of people fucking shoving fireworks in their ass?
I sure have.
Yeah, dude. They fucking...
Do people actually do that and try to shoot them out their butt?
Yeah.
Absolutely, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Fucking idiots.
People shoot rockets out of their ass and shit. And fucking if you know anything about these rockets, showers of sparks come flying the fuck out. Destroy.
And also a small explosion.
And, you know, most people have some hair on their butt.
That's true. I'd argue most, in fact.
You're just gonna, like...
I'm telling you, that's the least of their fucking worries, Lise.
But, I mean, it's just gonna, like, catch fire and melt the hair, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, the smell.
Yeah. No, these people's fucking asses are destroyed, dude.
Yeah.
They're burnt, like, third-degree burns.
Yeah, because
they can't fucking walk
explodes.
Because anytime they fucking walk, it rips their fucking ass wounds back open.
It's like hemorrhoids, but on fire.
They fucking... shit and infect their wounds and they usually fucking die.
Yeah, well, it's a really stupid fucking thing to do.
Keep the fireworks.
I've seen some impressive injuries just from sitting on a bucket that has fireworks underneath it. But the ones I've seen have actually like lodged fireworks. Notable.
Keep the fireworks out your ass.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, for real.
Shout out to Terry.
Terry needs to figure it out. All right, damn it.
Yeah, we should really get into this.
A boy asks a man if he can go shooting with him sometime and shoot up some stuffed animals.
said, I'll do you one better, kid.
Yeah.
How about third graders?
Two boys show us how to make pipe bombs. Glad I got my notebook. We see gunpowder burning in the shape of a swastika in one of the boys' weapon tutorial videos.
Oh, now I'm excited they have weapon tutorial videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I thought you meant about the swastika. She said, finally, representation matters.
A brief and humorous reference to anal cavity searches.
It's because of the firework display.
Yeah. They were like, get them in there deep so they can't find them.
And then a bunch of entries, I'm assuming from the actual shooting.
Yeah.
A boy says that he can see his reflection in the blood from one of the fallen boys. A puddle of blood can be barely seen if you look closely. One of the shooters looks down at the victim and says, look at that blood. Jesus. A puddle of blood is visible, but not the victim. In fact, you probably wouldn't notice it if it wasn't pointed out to you. Profanity has been rated severe. Fuck is used around a total of 60 times in various forms. Ass is used around a total of 14 times in various forms. Shit is used around a total of 22 times in various forms. Many other anatomical and scatological profanities.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm so glad it's used in various forms. I hate when they use their curses in the same form over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, singular instances of the same curse does get sort of one note.
Yeah.
Get a little fucking variety in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, switch that shit up.
Keep it scatological.
Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, and smoking is mild. A boy jokingly says he will smoke pot, do LSD, and do ecstasy to his parents.
These are white people.
Andre reveals that he's taking Prozac. This is a reference to Eric Harris, who took Luvox and was found to have taken large amounts of it before the Columbine shooting at his autopsy. Frightening and intense scenes. It's been rated severe. Also, the constant discussion of killing may be frightening or intense to some people.
If you're pussies.
There actually isn't much blood shown during the climax, but it should be noted that the scene is so well played and directed that some people to this day still mistake it for footage of the actual Columbine High School massacre when it was uploaded to the internet.
I saw a lot of people asking if this was real footage or not when I was looking up the movie.
Well, guys, I think all that's left to do
is fucking watch this movie.
How'd you know?
She's good at puzzles.
Yeah.
Especially the ones with three pieces.
Mm-hmm. That's my specialty.
Yeah. We all slot in together to make the Triforce. Three pieces to the puzzle.
Oh.
We all slot into each other. Join What the Fuck Are You Fucking to see how we fit together.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the bicurious one.
Yeah.
Was I say, does that mean you're in the middle?
Nah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means.
Yeah. Fucking Capri Suns was right. Hell yeah.
Oh, God, we really have to watch this movie.
How long is this motherfucker?
Like an hour and 30 nothing minutes. Here.
No, it hasn't been. Are you serious?
No, it's the movie's an hour and 30 minutes.
It's like, you're full of shit. No way.
No,
it has been an hour.
It's been an hour? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, damn it. Take a short break, grab some beers, take a piss, and we'll watch this movie.
Oh, it's probably Caccio, by the way.
Caccio?
Probably.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That'd be my guess. I'm just guessing.
No, it sounds right.
That makes sense, yeah.
Thanks for fucking telling me an hour later.
You're welcome.
This is our high school, located in our town.
Hell yeah.
It is our worst enemy.
It is our nemesis.
Okay. There will be a series of missions, followed by a final big-ass mission called Zero Day!
Mm. Oh, I like them. We're
done. Bottle rockets, right here. Gonna have some real fun with these tonight. Fake ID for if we need to skip the country.
Okay, so what is our state's problem with bottle rockets, mind you? Because I didn't even know these were an issue.
Yeah.
Here they're an issue.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're illegal. Dude. You can't buy them here.
They got so fucking hyped up, man, because they're fucking illegal here. And one year at the fireworks stand, dude's like, you want some bottle rockets? And I was like, oh, shit. I thought it was a sting operation, but I bought some. They fucking suck.
I bought some.
Yeah. I thought I was going to go to jail, but I bought some.
And it was not worth it.
Yeah, anticlimactic as fuck. Yeah, like
ban fucking black cats, dude. Those are fucking annoying.
Yeah, the loud shit. I don't need the loud shit.
Oh, wait, is this a menacing fireworks scene?
If I can help it, no.
I mean, we're probably getting to it. They're just shooting off fireworks normally right now.
I'm here to tell you, if any one of these goofballs actively shot me, it still wouldn't be menacing.
One, two, three. Let the countdown begin.
I didn't know what we were going to say. Let the countdown begin.
That was pretty menacing.
I feel menaced.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, rotten eggs.
I guess I should explain our first act of war. Basically,
Mission 1.
Brad Huff, the biggest shithead motherfucko the world has ever seen. He's everything we hate in one trusty, handy little form. We're gonna pelt that ugly, ugly piece of shit Range Rover of his with some six-week-old eggs. Life isn't fair, so we gotta even the score a little.
I'm down with this, man. Egg that fucker's car.
Yeah, fuck that fucko.
This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Hi. They're going to get me on their side to fucking shoot up the school, aren't they?
Brad? I'm already on their side.
Like, fuck yeah, shoot up the school.
I took no convincing. I was like, yeah, I get it.
I thought we were hitting the Range Rover.
I know, what the fuck?
We don't have very good aim.
Dude, that was so fucking awesome.
Did we win that?
That's I can honestly say. Mission successful.
My God.
Why are we running?
It works.
Oh, yeah.
Out of shape, dorks.
I remember doing dumbass shit like this in the middle of the night, though, and it was fucking awesome.
I agree, me too. I could also run all the way home and not be winded.
We're starting up a security protocol that starts now.
What are the top three media people that you would enjoy willing this to?
Okay. Number one, Peter Jennings. Number two, Dan Rather. And number three, Wolf Blitzer. That's what I say.
Yeah. Mine's going to Anderson inside, Cooper. Because gay.
Yeah.
Sending mine straight to Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's a good kid right there. He's making his fucking war plans, yet still takes calls from his mom.
My God.
Getting braces removed, hell yeah. It's like the nose piercing scene from August Underground.
Yeah. It's not meant to be disturbing, but it is.
Dentistry is dark-sided regardless.
I know, I fucking hate it.
54 seconds.
Hell yes!
That's at 56.
That's what I was gonna say!
He's just helping his friend out. He's a good friend.
Is he?
Maybe. Pipe bomb tutorial.
Yep.
They're extremely effective for their size.
Keep telling yourself that, bud.
I got my pipe bomb tutorial from the first Terminator movie.
How's this one compare?
Once you're done cutting the fuses.
I guess this one is a little bit more in depth. Is that a sitar?
It is.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
God damn, how many tuning knobs that thing got?
Well, they can range. This one's a small one.
Sounds cool.
They do sound so cool. Like what we're
gonna do. You're gonna get my meaning in this really concentrated
thick, jello-y form poured all over your homes, and everybody else will just have to see it on the news.
What?
Yeah,
I know,
man.
You're all gonna be like, I had a cousin who was in the school, and
yeah, he's running wild right now.
God damn.
You get that fucking sitar in your hands, dude?
Yeah. I
think he needs a little bit more practice.
Yeah.
Working with my cousin Chris, who's our unwitting patsy and accomplice. He's going to take us out shooting, and we're going to record it.
That's what Chris's usually are.
Oh, he understands what patsy means.
Well, and yeah, his teenage cousin was like, hey, will you take me out shooting? And he's like, hell yeah, I will.
Yeah.
He just wants to teach him about guns and, you know, help him get better. That's a what?
M1 Garand.
It's really
cool. Used them in World War II.
It's loud.
I was gonna say it was an old gun.
It seemed very powerful.
It kind of screwed our fucking troops though, because when you reload, it shoots the fucking clip out and it goes ding.
Oh, so they could hear it.
They could hear it, and they would know that you had to reload, and they would fucking fuck you up.
I see.
In that Call of Duty though, this was my favorite.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah. Nah, that's a badass gun, man.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, they blew the dinosaur's head off.
Whoa.
It knocked your glasses down.
It's one of the few guns that actually has a clip and not a magazine.
Oh, really?
That's what. That little thin piece of metal on the back?
Yeah.
That's actually a clip.
I see.
These guys don't aim so good.
Yeah, I didn't think they hit any of that stuff, and it just fell over.
This is a training mission.
The wind blew it over. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. Getting ready for Zero Day.
So, did we all grow up doing this kind of stuff in our backyard, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we were kind of born with guns in our hand.
Yeah. This is a non-issue to me.
Yeah. I was out shooting
America,
stuff all
baby.
The time. Every holiday, the uncles would bring out their guns, and we would all take turns shooting them.
Coordinate everything so that we're ready at a moment's notice.
They don't even know when it's going to happen. Attack.
I told you, they have concepts of a plan.
At 0 degrees. We set it up so that we wake up every day at the exact same time to the exact same radio station. First day we hear the guy say, 0 degrees.
Oh, shit.
Get up, get our shit.
Okay.
Blow away.
Oh.
Damn.
First day of school is tomorrow. And so now we can basically come at any time. So we figured now's the best time.
Where the fuck do they live that the first day of school could be 0 degrees?
Might be Canada.
God dang it.
In conclusion, live fast, live hard, and die by any combination of those two.
Hell yeah.
It's important not to leave notes around with highlighted dates, but PowerPoints are cool. Do you regret having braces now, bucko?
Yeah, all that work for nothing, man.
Or what?
That's what I'm saying. And learning how to play that sitar, or trying to learn how to play
that
sitar.
The mission was.
The small amount of time he did put into it. For what?
So, you want to tell me what this secret mission is?
No, actually.
It's a secret, bitch. Wait, that was the secret mission? To read a poem?
Yeah.
I guess so. This seems like a great party.
Hey, some house party action. Fucking somebody busted out the fucking trumpet.
Some kid playing the fucking trumpet.
Remember when all your friends were starting ska bands?
No, that never happened to me.
Oh, okay. Me,
have you ever had to knock on wood, Lisa?
So now they've decided that they're just going to do it on May 1st because it didn't get to zero.
Yeah, waiting for the fucking weather to be 0 degrees is fucking crazy.
Especially geographically. Like,
we live in Florida, dude.
Guys.
God damn it.
Oh, they're going to prom. Getting in a limo.
You're gay! Shut up!
Girls don't say what they mean, right?
You're right. You're right. Say something you
and then now it's 2002.
Right. Yeah, this is ringing true to me.
Yeah.
Right now, you say it, that's what you mean. Yes. It's like...
Oh, he's working while the other one's going to prom.
Oh, yeah.
I see what's happening now.
Okay.
You didn't like remember, that. This is a driving lesson. This is not Le Mans.
Le Mans? Oh. I thought he meant the fucking pregnancy thing.
Le Mans? This is not Le Mans. You take that curve slower. Nobody's in labor here, buddy. Andre's naked, so I'm going to go meet him.
Let him go. It's true bro right there.
Yeah, he's naked. I got to go to him.
Yeah. I had a good time.
Hi, Kyle.
You rock ass.
You rock ass.
I couldn't have done this with anyone else. Like, I don't know what would have happened to me if we hadn't been friends.
You're my soulmate, man.
Gay.
Yeah, and thanks for taking all those loads, too.
Yeah. When the women weren't willing, you were.
I was naked, and you came to my aid.
Yeah.
And I came on your leg.
Ready? Let's get this shit done.
Oh, God.
Let's keep the tires and light the fires.
Fuck.
I think it's zero day.
I think it's zero day.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I think there's a shooting at my school.
Motherfucker.
Andre? Andre?
Hey, everybody!
Several shots.
Well, that was pretty intense.
Yes, it was.
Especially for how kind of like mild it was, huh?
Uh-huh. Man, this was a rough movie. I'm tired of all these, like, hard movies.
That's...
We have dealt with fucking child rape and heroin addiction and school shootings.
We kind of fucking got ourselves into this mess, Lisa.
We did, and I don't like you for it.
That's the motherfucking movie, Zero Day.
Right.
What you guys think?
This is almost not in the same vein, but we just recently watched a film called Daddy. That was I unironically really loved the film, but I took umbrance with a couple, like, you get into a sort of social dilemma or really a moral dilemma where does stuff like this promote the content that it drives forward?
Yeah.
I'm in the camp that it does not, because I think, you know, if a kid sees this and then they're inspired to do that, that highlights an underlying issue. It's not because of the film.
I agree.
So, with that in mind, I actually really liked it.
Yeah, this was a pretty fucking good movie, I think.
I did not like it.
I mean, like, you were... It kind of felt like you were fucking part of the group, right? Like, because, you know, it's almost found footage style type stuff.
At where, like, one you're point, just I did compare it to August Underground, like the first August Underground, because it really does feel like that.
And you're with them, like, making the fucking plans and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those movies where it's, like, super spicy subject, maybe not so spicy movie, because it was all pretty mild, right?
It was.
Like, from a gore and explicit content standpoint.
Uh-huh.
So, specifically gore, extremely mild. Right.
Very mild.
But contextually, it wasn't mild at all.
Yeah.
Even when you guys mentioned the blood while we were watching, I didn't even notice it.
Well, so I was cued in because we were alerted by the parent guide.
Uh-huh.
The blood referenced in that one scene, you actually cannot see.
Yeah, I was so like, I never notice blood.
Yeah, it was...
The first victim he shoots underneath the table, you can sort of see a pool... Or at least that's what I thought I was seeing, was sort of a pool of probably blood forming there.
And there was one that maybe, like, the back of their shirt had a spot that looked like blood, maybe. But there was no color to it, so.
Yeah, I mean.
When they do the group suicide, you can see the blood splatter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they fucking suicide themselves, that was probably the most graphic part.
It was.
Which, I mean, it was kind of all pixelated because it's a security camera footage that we're looking at. But, I mean, there's fucking sprays coming out.
Yeah.
You definitely saw the spray come out the top.
But, yeah, it's super mild. You don't really see any blood, and it is all in black and white, but like it still hit really fucking hard. We were all completely fucking silent watching the massacre go down, and I think that says a lot.
Well, so I got stuck here morally again, because my instinct is to crack jokes the whole time. It feels, I guess, tasteless. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You don't want to make too light of it, because this is it's still, ironically, 30 years later, nearly 30 years later, still an even bigger day-to-day concern than ever.
Yes, it's almost normalized at this point.
Well, it is, you know.
Well, like we said, we don't even hear about it anymore.
Well, we do. We just don't hear about all of them.
Exactly.
It would saturate every news cycle.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I noted that too, that we all went silent for that. It was like a 14-minute, because it started around 10:01. There's a time stamp on the screen because we're watching it from the perspective of security uh-huh. cameras.
Yep.
And the group suicide happens around 10:15.
Mm-hmm.
And we were largely silent for that bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty fucking hard, man. And like the whole fucking hour plus leading up to the massacre, I mean, it was almost kind of lighthearted. I don't know, maybe lighthearted is the wrong word, but.
Well, you have to take into consideration maybe our perspectives here. I'm not a parent. You guys are a parent, but these seemed like they could be my like little brothers, like my, you know. Or not like my kids, but you know what I mean. Like, these are just somebody's kids.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to believe, like, these two were going to, you know, do uh-huh. something like that. Like, yeah.
Well, and that's why I actually really liked this movie, because I think it did a good job. The baseline is, I'm not into this, like, we really idolize, like, killers and gunmen in general in this country. We give them, we always have, like, you know, myriad podcasts, myriad documentaries and stuff about like killers and their psychopathy and whatnot uh-huh. to the point of almost deification. And I don't think that's healthy or useful.
Yeah,
I do think it's sick, because baseline, you went and shot up you killed a bunch of people. You're a dick. You're a piece of shit. You're an idiot. But I still do appreciate an endeavor to like humanize that person. Because these people are defined by the worst decision they ever made. But it is important to note that these are otherwise, if not normal, then just like average people. And so I appreciate endeavors to like humanize these people that don't. This one I especially liked because they have a moment with one of the other friends, the girl, when they're walking around the graveyard. And so she can obviously tell that there's something wrong with the other kid.
Yeah.
Because she makes mention to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of this style of film, they don't have sections like that where they like recognize that they're obviously left of center psychopathy wise. Because what I don't have time for is, my son was an angel, he'd never do this, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No, there's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like there were points where the movie kind of dragged for me. And I think that was one of them. But at the same time, yeah, like that's kind of where you get like the almost backstory, I guess you would say, where it's like, hey, this guy is fucking crazy. And
you don't act the same when you're around him.
Yeah. He's leading you down a dark path, Calvin.
Well, and like the IMDb page was like menacing fireworks scene, and I was honestly expecting that they were gonna like blow up some animals with fireworks or something, because usually you have that like lead up, like to show that these people are obviously fucked up and they're gonna go shoot up a school. But these kids were just like living their normal lives and then like making videos talking about shooting people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And laughing about it the whole time.
Yeah, first of all, that fucking fireworks scene was not menacing at all. It was just fucking dumbass kids playing with fireworks.
Literally just lighting fireworks.
They literally just lit fireworks. They didn't do anything crazy with them.
Maybe I fucking missed some dialogue or something that was happening where they're like, yeah, we're gonna blow shit up. I don't know. But that was not menacing at all. But the majority of the movie, you don't feel like these kids are gonna do something so heinous. They're basically us. I mean, fucking dumbass kids doing dumbass shit. They're egging fucking houses. They're shooting guns in the backyard. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, dude, fucking 0 days about to go down. And shit's gonna get wild. I hope you're ready. Of course, you know, we know the story and we know this shit goes down. But at the time, when you're watching this movie, I almost felt like they're not gonna do anything. There's just some fucking dumb kids being dumb. This movie didn't really hit me until the 0 day. And then shit got really fucking real. And,
I think that was on purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
Man, that was a spicy fucking movie. All in all, though, I think it's a good one.
Why did you not like it, Lisa?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is because up until the school shooting scene, it was boring. Yeah. And then you just get this really traumatic scene.
I was about to say, is this... This wouldn't watch the same if you watched it alone. Because we watched it together, so we have each other's sort of feedback to play off of the whole time.
I go through that a lot, man. I'm thinking, the majority of these movies, if I watched them by myself, they would hit a lot fucking different. But because I watched the majority of them with Lisa or with the three of us, we all just kind of, just fucking hang out and talk shit most of the time. But this movie, I guess, does kind of have a sense of dread to it, knowing what's going to happen in the end. But there were a few points where I was like, okay, fuck this, dude. The stupid day in the life of scenes. I don't know, when they're going to fucking prom and shit. I know it's maybe character building or...
Yeah, but my whole thought was, why? They're obviously planning on killing themselves when they shoot up the school, so, why are we doing any of this?
Yeah, but maybe that is why.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know whether to come at it from a it's stupid that these kids would be spending this much time doing anything angle, or if it's stupid that we focus this much on those aspects as a movie maker. But I agree. It probably could have been an hour long and been just as impactful. But I say that about every movie. So
that's our biggest complaint.
It is what it is. We don't need, because there was probably, 8 or 9 scenes that were just the same scene, just different surroundings.
I mean, I guess the graveyard scene is important because you want to establish that maybe
I think Cal, it's one of the important ones.
I guess we're trying to establish that Andre is the fucking crazy one. There are a few other scenes where it's like, why are we doing this right now?
I think in that scene, for me anyway, what's important isn't, because Andre might be the instigator, but that doesn't take, that doesn't take any of the onus off of Cal.
Yeah. Why did we have the bomb building scene? Did we ever even see them use bombs?
We did not, and I think that might be a Columbine, because this was reportedly inspired by Columbine.
Yeah, I guess.
They also made, they also manufactured bombs that didn't end up going off.
Yeah.
I think Chris said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that was just kind of a... This is trying to be like Columbine.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, we could have cut that whole fucking bomb-making scene.
Yeah, we could
have. I don't know, but at the same time, that's kept my attention way more than, you know, like, the limo scene.
Me too.
I guess. I think that was another, like, the whole Cal going to prom and Andre not. I think that was another whole thing. Like, you see Andre's the problem here. Cal could be normal if it wasn't for Andre.
Well, but then at the end, you see this is codependent.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, Andre's not even sure if he can kill himself.
Yeah.
And he's also seemingly the more in control one during the actual shooting bits, too.
Yeah.
Cal's sort of pacing about telling people to shut up, and when she doesn't, then he unloads full clips into people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
Andre's kind of the mastermind behind this whole thing, right? Like, he's getting the fucking guns. He's making the fucking plans.
Yeah.
Cal's, you know, the henchman. That you're not even really... I mean, I guess he's down with everything, but you almost kind of doubt it a little bit. But in the end, he's like, let's do this.
Which I guess, same. I was like, nah, bro, we already fucking shot everybody. We're definitely going to shoot ourselves now.
Yeah, dude.
You know.
What else are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I'm not carrying on. That's what I'm not going to do.
This is obviously like a Columbine-inspired movie, but at the same time, I think it maybe stands on its own.
Was it inspired by just because it was what made them think of making a movie like this? Because I don't think it was, because there was not a lot of the, other than like the bombs being made that didn't get used, I guess.
Maybe.
And the fact that they were documenting themselves in the precursive.
Right.
I can't really think of any other parallels other than it just being a school shooting.
Yeah, and during the fucking movie, I could remember what the fuck was a parallel and what was it, but now it's fucking gone.
Well, you mentioned, I heard you mention more times than not what didn't, what didn't seem parallel.
Yeah, that's what you kept bringing up. Yeah.
So would you classify this as like an exploitation movie, or is it something more?
I think that's in the eye of the beholder, right? If you're a family or a person impacted by a situation like this, it definitely feels exploitative to you. Because we're exploiting real pain in your life just by default.
Yeah, I guess it almost hits the level of like those serial killer movies or whatever.
It's the same with any other type of anything, really. It's
listening to true unilateral crime podcast.
Exactly. There's no unilateral, like, because no, I for me this doesn't ring exploitative.
Yeah. I don't think so, because if you didn't know anything about Columbine, you wouldn't realize any of the similarities, you know.
Well, because like Chris even mentioned throughout our viewing of it, there were only some similarities at all. Mm-hmm. The most obvious being that it's a fucking school shooting movie and the time it was made in.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting movie. Spicy. It's like one of those hot sauces that is kind of fruity in the front. Doesn't hit you.
Is this your spicy?
Until fucking a minute later, and you're like, oh shit, this is spicy motherfucker.
Yeah, the late arrival.
Yeah, it's a creeper. Motherfucking zero day.
Yeah.
That wasn't actually zero day. Couldn't wait for zero day. We had to fucking...
Well, they waited for zero day. It just didn't come.
Yeah, all this really drove home for me was the whole... Like, build up part was like, okay, kids are fucking idiots. These guys are stupid.
I wish I fucking knew.
Because kids are stupid.
I wish I fucking knew where they were at. Like, zero day, dude. Like, in our area, zero day is going to come in, like, I don't know, February?
Well,
January?
It never came for them. And then they decided they were going to do it. in May.
Yeah, but that means he's, I think he's saying they probably live in a place where weather's a little more reliable than ours is. Like, because I wonder if we misheard them or something.
Yeah.
Got, I don't know, weather patterns.
I don't know, because that means it's probably also a snow day. You're probably not going to school, bud. Yeah. You're going to go shoot up fucking doors.
I don't know, which makes me think they live in like a fucking super cold area where like
Minnesota or something.
They don't give a fuck about snow. They don't have snow days. All right, Lisa. I need your motherfucking rating and your what the fuck moment.
I think my rating's going to be 1.5 stars.
1.5 stars?
She did not like it.
I didn't like it.
Damn, all right.
I didn't like it.
I can tell.
But, you know, I liked it a little more than some of the other things we've watched. My what the fuck moment, I think, is going to be the scene where they shoot themselves.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That was brutal.
Yeah, like the, you know, blood shooting out the top of their head.
No, that is pretty rough. What the fuck moment for sure. Yeah. I cannot wait until we get the 5-star movie from Lisa.
Do you think that day will come?
Probably not.
It's got to, right?
When you think of a 5-star movie in your life, Lisa, what comes to mind?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, then there's that. Because I was like, I bet she has a favorite movie, but it's not in this fucking world that we live in.
Yeah, no, I was like, podcast. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Lisa's the person that's like, there cannot be a 5-star movie because 5-star is perfect and nothing is ever perfect.
That's
a valid
take. That's valid.
I don't know. I do feel that way a little bit. Listen, next week I will give you guys a list of a few of my 5-star movies because I have to think about it for a minute. Next week I'll give you guys a few of my 5-star movies.
Oh. Remember when we smoked weed for 2 days and watched the Twilight movies?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. We stayed in those cabins.
Are those 5-star movies?
No. That was a 5-star time though.
I thought about this. It was a 5-star time. I saw a picture today of the like baseball scene, but without the filters on it. Uh-huh. Oh my god!
Yeah, those movies are fucking green, aren't they?
That was the funniest. Oh, yeah. That was the funniest thing I've watched in a long time because it was also without the soundtrack.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure like a Muse song was playing during that in the actual movie.
I think so.
So anything looks cool when Muse is playing, but without that and without the filters, that was a real funny thing to watch and behold.
Yeah, dude, that movie's so green, you could confuse it for The Matrix, dude.
Yeah. My star rating.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's your star rating and what the fuck moment now.
So I guess we'll go, I want to go 4 stars, but I think we'll go, I want to give the actual shooting sequence a higher rating than the whole movie, but, you know, not just because fuck them kids, but I guess we'll go like 3.5 because I really liked it. It did drag though.
I think I'm in the same position as you, Bo.
Yeah. My what the fuck moment's gonna be
surprisingly few what the fuck moments in this
movie. Mm-hmm.
Usually funny happens, and I can't think of anything funny, really.
Well, and I had a couple of contenders for what the fuck moments, but they were all within the same, like, shooting scene.
There was a... my what the fuck moment's going to be them shooting at the dolls and the toys and hitting nothing the whole time. Almost.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know,
that's exactly how I shoot.
I don't know. I think I've had good aim the whole time. Surely my first time shooting a gun wasn't like, obviously I'm not like Hawkeye round one. I think I probably hit the fucking target though.
Not me.
I'd bet you money I did.
Especially with a shotgun.
from 10 feet away?
Okay, well, I could probably come on do now. That.
I bet you could.
They might have been
it's either that or his, like, no, no. It's going to be timing the fucking, I can't think of words right now.
Yeah, they're
when he difficult. Modifies his fucking gun, oh. He's got to time himself.
Oh, yeah. When he's
I thought he was timing. So, yeah, when he mentioned timing himself, I thought he was going to be like cleaning it and like putting it back together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which not, is usually the thing.
Not modifying his gun, which you're going to do before you show up to the gig, I think.
Yeah, which never came into play.
And also did not come into play.
Like, I don't know. I figured somebody fucking wakes him up and like, yo, it's fucking zero day. Get the fuck up and change your like, fucking sort of stock robot on his style shotgun.
Just gets down and fucking does his thing. Yeah, I thought that was the silliest thing they probably did other than killing a bunch of kids.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris?
Okay. Well, I gotta give this movie a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty engaging movie, but there were parts that, yeah, it fucking drug, and I kind of lost my attention a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we get to that fucking massacre, and it's a rough watch, man. I think this is a really good, I guess you would call it a found footage movie, right?
That's the vibe it gives. Yeah.
I think fancy people call it cinema verite. I think our bros at Footage Foreplay and Only Found Footage fans would probably like this movie. But yeah, this format's 3.5. My what the fuck moment is going to be when they're sitting in the car when they're about to do the massacre. And I think Andre is very concerned about the camera and how it's acting. And they just leave it on the fucking dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to fucking go with.
Yeah, I mean, what was the fucking point?
My contender was going to be Belisa kind of, she said the part where they suicide themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But they did a little bit beforehand, which is a bit that's been used in other films too since. And probably before. It's like, so do we go on the three or do we go on the four?
Yeah.
Because they're counting to three and then they're going to blow their brains out.
Yep. It was like they tried to, it was like they tried to add like a comedic kind of thing. Because that's usually where you see it is in like comedy type situations.
Well, this was Andre's like, because he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, he's very hesitant.
This is when Cal kicks in. He said, no, we're going to do it. How spicy was this movie for you, Lisa?
Yeah, that's where we're at, huh? Okay. This movie is your typical school pizza, you know, the little square pizza. But, you know, the lunch ladies have to prep that shit a couple of days ahead of time. And maybe they forgot to put it in the fridge when they prepped it. So it's just been sitting out for a couple of days. That's what this movie is.
Hell yeah, school pizza.
Keep it on theme.
Fucking 2 day sitting out at room temperature school pizza.
It's going to be a little tangy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Bo!
I digress.
How spicy is this movie?
This movie is... It's like bad sushi.
Yeah.
Similar vein to the pizza out for too long. Maybe the fish wasn't that fresh.
Yeah.
Maybe it sat on the display counter a little too long. Mm-hmm. Maybe you bought it in a landlocked state and had no business eating it in the first place. You know.
Yeah.
It's a game of dice. You don't always win. It was almost real tasty. And then, you know, now you're fucking... having the brown pukes out your butt.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
How about you, Chris? How spicy was this film?
This film is, I'm gonna go with like a pineapple peach fruity type ghost pepper sauce. Very sweet in the forefront. And then, yeah, it creeps up on you. And then all of a sudden, it's pretty fucking spicy towards the end. When I think fucking an hour of this movie is pretty fucking mild.
Boring, even.
Yeah, at points, for sure.
Let's leaderboard this bitch.
Yeah, all that's left to do is put this on our leaderboard.
Now let me tell you what the leaderboard is.
Please do. I've never heard that word.
Well, this is where we rate our personal favorite movies. We each have our own little leaderboard. And we rank the movies that we cover on this podcast.
Oh.
Fuck you guys.
I've been nothing but encouraging. Almost delightful, yeah. Even.
I know. I was introducing, yeah. All we have to do is put it on the leaderboard. And now Chris is going to explain what the leaderboard is.
I think another word for that is patronizing, but whatever.
Whatever.
You might be right. Pandering at the very least.
Yeah. Leaderboard. This is where we put our fucking personal favorite movie set. If you don't like it, fuck off. Lisa, where's this going on your leaderboard?
My guy's getting pretty hostile.
I know. He's up past his bedtime. He's getting ornery.
Getting real ornery.
I'm feeling it.
Well...
Oh, this yeah, 1.5. Scroll the fuck down.
Yeah. This is going to go on my leaderboard as, like, my new number 19.
Rough.
It's going to go in between Lolita, Daddy. Vibrator Torture, and Daddy. It wasn't a good one for me. I'm sorry.
All right, Bo. Where's this one falling on your leaderboard?
It is going to go, I think. It's not going to fare that much better than Lisa's, but it's going to go in number 12. It's going to go right above Black Metal Veins, but under Thanatomorphos.
Where's it going to go on your leaderboard, Chris? In case you didn't know, the leaderboard.
I know all about the leaderboard.
Personal favorite movies. We kind of just throw them on there based on what we'll rewatch. So where's it going to go on your leaderboard, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing has kind of devolved into what would you watch again? And by that metric, I'm going to make it my new number 11.
Okay.
It's going to go below 100 Tears and above Black Metal Veins.
We were close.
Yeah, definitely.
That is close.
Black Metal Veins might be a little bit more entertaining than Zero Day.
I had this exact same dilemma just now. I was like, honestly, don't know.
Yeah, nah.
Something in my soul can't let me move it up, though. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't feel good about that. I don't know. I don't want to give fucking Lucy the credit, though, so...
That's exactly where I ended up, too. I was like, well, I can't fucking start down that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny because, like, you guys are always so close in your ratings, but then your leaderboard's not exactly the same.
Maybe not exactly the same, but it's pretty fucking
close. It's pretty close. Like,
it's pretty close.
I told you in one episode, I was like, it's funny that this is just a long-winded discovery that I'm Lisa's best friend because I'm just like her fucking husband.
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we all still have the same for 1 and 2. And me and Chris have 1, 2, and 3 the same.
It is kind of cool to see how we differ, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bo has Mermaid at number 10, and I still have it at number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate Mermaid. Not to the same level.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, man. I'd probably put Mermaid at number 1.
I know.
Yeah, I love that fucking movie.
I think, what did he say, at a year, we're going to revise the leaderboard or something.
Yeah.
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 1 year anniversary.
Probably, I think I'll probably change Mermaid at that point. I think it'll go a little lower.
Fuck you guys. But yeah, our 1 year anniversary that the podcast has been published, I think we're going to do a leaderboard revision.
So I guess we've all put it on our leaderboard now.
Yep.
So that's, I guess all that's left to do is tell us what we're watching next.
That's fucking Zero Day. Thanks again to Hexilox for the recommendation.
So you guys down with doing a visitor queue next week?
Is this Titty Milk?
Titty Milk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done.
Are you going to show us a trailer for it? Or
maybe if I can find one.
Okay.
That's it for Zero Day. Next week, we'll be covering the Japanese extravaganza known as Visitor Q.
Okay.
I don't know if this is actually a trailer, but let's watch this trailer. Hell yeah.
Yeah, this one's gonna be bomb.
I love it. Oh my god.
What the fuck? Wow.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I have high expectations for this movie.
It's gonna be garbage, but it's my kind of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even fucking know what. I don't know what to say. That was a. Was that a trailer that we just watched?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently it was.
Told me all I needed to know. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Hell yeah. Well, damn. Visitor Q.
Yep.
Tune in next time. So what the fuck are you watching? Because I don't know. We'll find out next week. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.